guys. Welcome back to Recess with your girls, Combs.
And DeAndre.
Okay, guys. So we're just going to chat. Just going to chat a bit on this episode. We're going to get real. Oh my God, that's so corny. No, but guys, we're just going to talk to you guys a bit today.
Yeah, no scripts, no like planned topics. We really just came to
chat.
Have a conversation.
Yeah, talk to y'all about where we're at, where we were about a month ago, and where we want to be in the next couple months. So yeah.
So Cams, how are you? I literally spent the last 24 hours with you, so hasn't really been 24 hours yet. Not yet, but like it's been like at least 12 hours. So I know how you are, but I'm just asking for the sake of this episode. How are you? How are you going?
I'm good. I'm like in this present moment, I'm fine. We have Shadelle in the studio with
hey,
us today.
Hey, Shadelle.
And we went to...
She's waving like a turtle.
We went to the First Citizens Poetry Slam finals last night. And it was really, 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 really excellent. Like every single poet was on point. It was an excellent show.
What is that about Shadelle? Shadelle? Shadelle said, don't lie.
Most of the poets were excellent last night. And I thoroughly enjoyed myself. And I was telling DeAndre that those kinds of commentary kind of caused me to become a little contemplative and reflective, which I guess is like the purpose of it anyways. So yeah,
this is like my at least my fourth or fifth slam, so it was really good as per usual. I think the location is good. I remember when I used to be in Globe, it was like back then it just felt authentic. I was saying to myself the other day, like I used to go to slam because so I used to go to slam back in the day, back when I thought I was cool and stuff, I wanted to be, and I would dress up and like do the most, because it's like this is like the one artsy environment that I get to go to, and I would like go to see like cute boys.
Lol.
Shuttle, why are you laughing at me?
What?
And like artsy girls, I like just be like, oh my gosh, these are my peoples. Mind you, never spoke to anybody, never met anybody new. Like I went the first year I went by myself, second year I went to Didi, third year I don't even know, but I really thought I was doing something. Never worked. But this year and last year I went to my homegirls, Cheryl and Cameron.
You met me and Cameron.
Exactly. So this year and last year I went with you guys.
Anniversary
things. I'm so excited. So it was good to go and not have to fish for artsy friends this year. It was a nice change of pace.
You are a complete mess.
But it was cool to see the evolution as well, because, I mean, Globe was a vibe. I think it would just give me, like, throwback vibes all the time. But Napa is like, oh, this is a step up. Wow, we're doing, like, bigger things. And I think the show itself went smoothly as well, and I had a good time. Okay, so when you brought the idea to me, like, last year, and based on what we've done so far, do you feel like we've accomplished any of that, you know, the goals that you wanted to set, like, the goals that you had set out, the things that you wanted us to accomplish, and would you have pictured where we would be now? Honestly, I just feel like time flew by so quickly. I feel like we just started, because I remember our first episode. I remember the conversation before we even launched the podcast.
When we called each other in Houston.
Yeah. And I remember just every, I feel like the year just started, but we're in May and season one is finished. I don't know. I just feel like,
yeah, time flew by like crazy.
It doesn't feel like it's, but it never does. That's the funny thing about life and time and everything in between. It never feels like anything until you look back in retrospect.
Like you're going to be 23 in a couple.
Bye.
Shut up.
I don't want, shut
half
up.
Half a year.
Bye. Oh my God. Kill me now.
I don't know. Like, I feel like going into this, I guess I was a bit clear about what I wanted to do, but I wasn't as, like, crystal clear about, like, goals and, like, I didn't have, like, set things. I was like, okay, cool, if we hit this milestone, hit this milestone, hit this milestone. But
Yeah. It was kind of just like two girls with an idea
and a dream. Yeah. And I feel like I looking back, I understand why those things are important. Because it's like we hit a bunch of those things and we'd never really realized. So the fact that we even set up this entire thing to get it done, the fact that we actually got it done, we did.
The funny thing is, I don't think some people, when they want to do something, they go through this whole process of like, I don't know if it could be done. I don't think we had that. I think we're very good at believing that we could do something. I don't think, because did you ever have any?
I went through that process before I approached you with the idea.
So. That you could do, like, you could really do it? Yeah, wow, yeah. Okay.
I was like, what are you doing? I was like, a podcast? Is it like, you don't even know, like, you don't even know how to do this? Like, so what do you mean?
Approaching me or like, getting that confirmation from me that like let's do this,
that definitely helped. That definitely helped when you said you seemed so enthusiastic about it and you seemed like you had no qualms, and I was like, well, I guess if she believes that we could do it. So
if I was to contrast, I would say the biggest change since last year for me has been becoming more like having a clearer idea of what I'm even doing in the first place. I think when we first started, I think in my mind just wanting to do it was enough, and then throughout the process, I mean, we've met with people, we've like had meetings with people, and just the community and, you know, support we have around us, so thankful to have, because it's been able to mold us and stuff. And from those encounters, we definitely had to become clear about why we're doing this. Our why.
Yeah, I think that was one of the biggest things that we encountered recently.
Yeah.
That we had to face, because... Yeah. Again, it was just the two of us starting off with an idea. We want to create a space where young people could like hear about things that we didn't get to hear about when we were young. But at the end of the day, for something to be sustainable, that's not really enough. No,
like, I felt like a real adult. Like
when I felt like this process really kind of pushed us into, or started pushing us into, hey, you guys are adults who have to make real life decisions and set real goals and like make conscious thoughts. Like,
yeah, because on one hand, like having this idea for us is amazing and it's nice, but I think we learned, okay, we need to make sense of what we're doing. We can't just
do it just because we feel to.
And you know, we recently applied for something and we're waiting for that to happen. But I think even the process
process was a growing process for sure.
It was so challenging. It challenged us to
think.
Yeah. And
to clarify structure, a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah. What we want to do moving forward and think about. And I think that's so good because at least in the Caribbean, I know a lot of people, a lot of youth, even a lot of adults who start something and they can't continue with it, or they can't, like, the longevity of it is weak because
there's no clear vision.
Yeah, and all they had was the initial burst of
energy.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that lasts but so long. But you have to have something to hold on to after that dies down. And even for our podcast, I mean, I remember, and I was looking back at my posts because I archive these posts on my Instagram, but I put it back up the other day, and I was looking through like my comments and all the support we've gotten and stuff like that. And you know, when you launch something, when you first do something, it's very easy to get the support or to get people who are on board and hyping you or you know, like backing you. And of course, because that's like the thing to do when you start something, it's nice and it's lovely to go behind someone. But what about like 3-4 months down the road? You know what I mean? When that support probably isn't as concentrated anymore, or it's not as fun and new, you know, what remains, and is your motivation to keep doing it still there, even though the hype is gone now? You know what I mean? Because that initial hype when you first start, I feel like it fuels you to be like, yeah, let's do this. And but like when it dies down, or like your monthly listeners go from like 1,000 to like 2, like, you know what I mean? And also like that's the other side of it, because you can't kind of depend on, you know, your reputation or your social medias for something to
last.
Yeah, it has to be good content, period. You know what I mean? Because if it's not good, people are going to stop listening. So I think for me, that's that also, I don't know, it's something to consider recently as well.
I think that on that point, actually, like, kind of took us back to episode 2 when Christoph talks about, you know, passion and for that sure. kind of thing. I think in this process, for me, like how you said, a lot of things with creatives don't last because it's an initial burst of energy, I realized. This process revealed to me that I am, like Christoph says it, like a dynamite stick, like a stick of dynamite. Like, I love the idea of coming up with a concept and launching it.
Starting it.
And then I don't like follow through. I don't stay long enough on mm-hmm. one thing for it to become something, or like for it to be identifiable. Or so that was a big weakness that one side of it is weakness, and then one side of it is a skill and a strength in terms of like I'm able to like launch stuff. But I know that like recently I personally in my life had to like put my normal desires aside and like commit to one thing in my life, and I've never really done that before. And I'm really not too long in the process of having made that decision, so I can't really speak too much on it. But I know that I realized that it was a decision that I had to make. And I think that this process revealed a lot of us in it. Like, mm-hmm. in terms of, I can speak for myself, like I'm not a very disciplined person. And because I had other projects that I was planning on pursuing, recess started to like when I started to take my eyes off of recess, and like that's not really okay, no. And like if I could be like super transparent, I feel like going forward, especially, that's something that we're gonna have to like take note of and like be proactive to avoid, because it was like we got busy and we let each other get busy.
That's the thing too, like I guess it's just the way that we both function our personalities, which is like a good thing. It's a good thing because we work very well together, but we almost work a little too well together. We're like, we just have a very good understanding of life. Like, where we understand each other's plight. So, like, if we may not be available or we may not be this. But then at the same time, I think it works when we could also acknowledge that we need to buck up, or we need to do this, or we need to do that. And just taking the time out to actually do it as well. And going back to what you said, even before last year, taught me about that, like being planted. Because for me, I saw this post somewhere. I listened to this podcast called Bloom, and I was looking at her Instagram story, and it's, you know, about her journey with Christ and everything. But she was doing like a poll on her story, and she was asking like, what's the hardest part about change for her followers, like what's the hardest part about change? And somebody was like, change is not hard at all. Like, somebody gave like a contrasting opinion. It was like, change is not the problem, it's staying in the same place. It's like remaining somewhere for too long. Like, that's hard for them. They were like, change is easy. I love new things. I love to experience new things, pick up myself, move around. And I was like, oh my gosh, same.
Yeah.
Because I don't get, like, some people hate change. Some people hate to have to move. Some people hate to have to uproot themselves, go to a new job, do this. I love it. Like, it gives me a rush. Like, being somewhere or being in the same place or being in the same thing or doing the same thing for too long is a bit too committed for me. Like, I need a change of environment, a change of pace. I want to go see a new place every few months. Of course. But I think even as creative people, there's that sense of, you know, like, you're always working on a new environment. You want to, it's a sense of newness. But, you know, through my relationship with God, I had to learn about being planted, and I had to learn the importance of being planted and the process as well. And, you know, Pastor Mike, who I listen to all the time, I mention him on my channel, I mention him everywhere because I love Transformation Church, and he did a series on being planted. It was called Planted, Not Buried. And he went through the process that when you plant a seed in the ground, there's a period of darkness where no root is being formed. You're just watering the seed, waiting for the roots to form. But that period is very dark. It's very lonely. It could be isolating. You know what I mean? And it doesn't mean that it's necessarily bad. It might seem bad or it might feel bad, but it's necessary for the process. It's necessary for you to build those deep roots. In a Christian context, whether it's you building those deep roots with God and connecting and building that relationship for him to plant you in the ground, for you to be stable, and then you're seen. And when a seed is in the ground, nobody can see it. You know what I mean? And if you were to compare that to your life or your process or your journey, when you're planted, you may not be seen. You may not be the most popular. You may not be known, but you're building deep roots. You're growing in that way first before, you know, you could be seen sometime later on. It takes a while for that to happen. But it means being committed, and it means sometimes having to stay in the same place
for a while,
not like a short while, for a while, you know. And I had to become okay with that too, because I saw the fruit then after a while. But you can't see any fruits. There can never be any fruits if you're not planted somewhere. If you keep uprooting that plant, you wouldn't see the fruit.
This process has definitely, like, and you know, in the Bible, it talks about the word of God being like a mirror. I feel like this process was a mirror. Like, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all the experiences that we've had so far. I wish I could properly describe in words what this process has done for me. Like, it's so much. I feel like we can't fit it all into one episode. Or like one chat or one conversation. But
I think for me, I for the first time realized that I wanted to do something with my voice. I wanted to use my voice. I think sometimes as a younger person as well, you could feel like, you know, your voice isn't that important or it isn't very useful. But for the first time, I realized I really want to use my voice to be able to do something. And I want to use my talents, my gifts, whatever the case may be, to make positive change and to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things in this process for me was the fact that it revealed a lot of myself to myself. Definitely. I'm grateful that I went through the process that I went through with this. And I think, again, that this process highlighted the importance of process for me. The fact that some things just need to, like, take its course. Like, you need to do this in order to get here. Like, you need to do this in order to get here. And because I felt like I had made so much progress with my life. And, like, my organization of my projects and that kind of thing. And then I had a conversation with a couple of my mentors, and I felt like I had taken 10 steps back, and I was, like, starting to get a bit discouraged. But then I was like, nah, I was like, all of this that you went through, you had to go through it because it was a part of the process that led you to where you are now. And I think that that's important for us to note, like, as young people, 20s are like crazy. Like,
it's the defining decade.
Like, yeah, the your 20s are like tough. And I think one of the things that we need to become okay with is going through our processes, going through being okay with doing something, realizing it's not working, and then doing something else.
I think being okay with letting go of expectations as well. I think having certain expectations of where you would be at a certain age and where you think you should be here and whatever, whatever, I think it doesn't do well, especially if life is trying to show you something else or teach you something else, because ultimately we don't know everything and we don't know what is best for us until we go through that experience, until we realize that this isn't as important as I thought it was, or this goal that I had set for myself isn't what I actually want anymore. But letting go of certain dreams that we held on to, I think that's important, because I know now, like, 20-somethings, you think, like, oh, I should be driving this car by now, I should have this amount of money, but you still have a certain process to go through. You still have to mature in a particular way first before you could get there, and not everybody's going to get there at 22 or 23. Like, we see these child stars, and, like, that's cool, but a lot of us have so much to learn, and life, I don't know, I feel like there's so much richness in life when you're not, or when you don't have everything that you want yet. Like, I think there's so much bliss in those experiences when you are kind of struggling and you're with your friends and you're on the floor laughing at, like, 2 a.m. watching Kevin Sawyer videos. Like, I think it's a bliss in that, and it enriches our experience, and we could think back at our journey and life and our friendships and what we have built through those experiences and be grateful for them, as opposed to kind of having everything we want at a early age or at a young age, but not being properly prepared for that. And through our process, through the struggles, through the difficulties, is when we gain the maturity and the wisdom to properly be prepared for what we are asking God for. Okay, what was one of your best experiences?
I think, honestly, this might sound pretty mushy, but being able to go through this experience with you is one of the best things for me. I feel like at one point in time, we were on two different parts of our journeys, and I feel like we're, and it's kind of crazy, because you were felt like this like about a couple weeks ago, and I feel like you're in a different place now, and that's kind of amazing. And I feel like I always tell you that I have no doubts about where we'll end up, and being able to go through this process with you, I really enjoy it. Like, I really love sitting here and hearing your mind, hearing your perspective. You're so eloquent. I always tell you that. I think you're so brilliant. Seeing you grow through this process, seeing all your struggles, seeing your mental struggles, like being able to witness you crying in the park while we're eating lunch after a hard day of trying to do this application, facing the fact that we didn't really know what we were really doing. And yeah, just being able to see you grow through that, seeing myself grow through it. And I don't know, I believe in us. I believe in us really really heavily. And I enjoy being able to do this with you. I feel like I said, we work well together. We both have really bad discipline issues. And that's something that we are, and I like the fact that we're so open with one another, we're so transparent, we can acknowledge that where our faults are, where our weaknesses are.
I was gonna say that.
Yeah, like, we know, that's one of the reasons why we work so well together, because we know where the other is strong and where the other is weak, and where we're strong and where we're weak.
Yeah.
And being able to facilitate strengthening each other and holding each other up, like, I love I love doing this with you, and I look forward, like I really, really genuinely look forward to everything that we're going to be doing and everything that we want to accomplish. And so that is the best part for me. Yeah, just I think that was what you asked.
Add to, like, if I had to add to that, I would say being able to share these kind of experiences with Cameron has been transformational, so transformational for me, because I think, honestly, something that I struggle with is vulnerability with female friends, friends in general, I would say. I think I am so wary of the ability to trust and to put myself out there without being judged or without being, you know what I mean, criticized or critiqued for, like, every part of who I am. And, you know, Cameron knows me well enough to know I have so many different sides of myself all in one day. You see about 5 different versions of me. Sleepy, crazy, hungry, annoyed, happy.
So many.
So many. So, honestly, I think what I value the most as well is, like, just our, like, midweek calls. Like, honestly, Cameron just FaceTimed me in the middle of me, like, watching YouTube videos in my room or on the toilet or just something random. And it wouldn't be like, yo, why are you calling me? It would be very authentic, like, yo, what's going on? Like, what are you doing this week?
And then our calls would end up being like an hour.
Legit, more than that, like a few hours long. And then be like, let's go to sleep. So that for me has been good because it didn't only facilitate a platform for me to have a voice, but it facilitated a friendship for me to share myself wholly. I think, I don't know if there's any part of me that you have not seen. Literally, figuratively, TMI
for sure. TMI, guys, TMI. But
yeah, no. It's a great space to have, and to have somebody who is my age that is going through the same thing as me, to have somebody who is so uplifting and isn't afraid to, I always tell her, it's like, just isn't afraid to give of herself in a positive way and add to somebody's day, make somebody smile, tell them about themselves and uplift them, motivate them. That's super selfless. And I think Cameron is super selfless, just as a person and in what she's willing to do and who she's willing to be for other people. I don't think she's like, I have so many inhibitions. Like, I'm just like, should I say this? Should I do that? Like, you know, just overthinking. But I don't think she goes through that as much. She's just very willing to express herself however she feels to in order to put a smile on someone's face. And that is one of the best things to have in a friendship, because it allows you to see yourself the way somebody else sees you. And that's so instrumental, because a lot of us, we're in our head so much, and the only way we see ourselves is in the mirror. And it's so crazy how other people don't see us that way, you know. So to be able to see yourself through the eyes of somebody else is really instrumental, and it's great to have that. So thanks.
No problem. Okay, so what was one of the most challenging experiences in this process for you, D? It doesn't even have to be like in this process per se, but like during the time of this process, I guess, even personally, like, what was one of the most challenging things that you felt like?
I think it may not have been even related to the podcast, but I think just I'm a young adult, you know what I mean? I'm a young adult, and I'm now coming into who I am and trying to figure out what I want to do, trying to figure out where I'm going. And I think that is a really challenging aspect of life, and trying to keep going and keep your head up, because as much as y'all may listen to what we have to say and take note, and the people that we have on, and the things that we talk about, I try to always say this, like, I still figuring it out, just like the rest of y'all. I am still dealing with life things, just like the rest of y'all. Dealing with money things. Dealing with
everything. You deal with everything.
Dealing with everything. I do not have it all together, and by God's grace, I'm getting there, and I will thank God for that. But for right now, I'm still going through the process like everybody else. So, as Cam mentioned, like, I did have a low point, and just having days like that when, you know, it's supposed to, you think, you know, you're going one way, but then you start getting all these doubts, and you start like feeling like, yo, what is going to happen? Where am I going? Like, why isn't this clear enough? Especially when you're feeling the pressure of the world and like feeling like you have to know what's next. That has been really challenging for me, but I can safely say that there's never been a recording day or recording session where I haven't been able to do it. You know what I mean? Where I've been like, you know, Cams, I know we have to record today, but I can't. Like, I'm thankful that I've always been so willing and able to do this. And I think it means that I genuinely love doing it. It's not something that I feel forced to do. It's not something that I'm like, oh, I have to drag myself up to do this thing. It's been like a release for me as well, you know? So yeah, what about you? What has been like the most challenging aspect? And I would say too, that whole planning and structure and like the whole like putting pen to paper and trying to really figure out what we have to do and what goes next with this process and this project has been difficult as well. So yeah, what about you?
I think I probably mentioned it at some point in time, but definitely what you said, the like that planning thing, putting pen to paper, figuring out what it is we really want to accomplish with this podcast, with our lives, with our visions, that was definitely a challenging thing. Because again, it forces you to face yourself and like answer the hard questions about what you really, really, really want to do. And sometimes we don't really want to answer those questions, or we feel like we're not ready to answer those questions. So definitely having to face ourselves with that, I feel like that was definitely challenging. Mm-hmm. In a good sense, in a growth sense, but it was challenging. And in tandem with like this process for me personally, having to go through the process and figure it out, like figuring out what I'm doing wrong and what I'm doing right. Again, facing yourself, challenging for me. Like, it's tough because, again, I felt like I was going forward and I felt like I was going back. And then...
Yeah.
So, it's a lot of up and downs. It's a huge roller coaster.
And risks. Like, this life is very risky, y'all. Like, we are not... Like, not having a plan or not having set structure means that every step you take is definitely a risk. And you're putting yourself out there with the possibility of failing.
Yep.
And you're just like, okay, well, I still have to do it. Because I literally heard somebody say, like, let your 20s be your riskiest years. Like, take the biggest risks. Like, make the biggest leaps. And I believe in that. Because it's like, if not now, when? When I'm, like, 55 and I, and I got...
Pretty much.
No. Like, yeah. I have to do it now.
Yeah, so that was... Facing myself within this whole process was very challenging. My lack of discipline, acknowledging the fact that I need to just stick to one thing for a little bit, very challenging.
Yeah.
But like, I'm so grateful. I really am. I'm so grateful for our process. I'm so grateful for this podcast. I'm grateful that even in the midst of our hot messes of lives, like...
I just want to say we are grateful for the people as well that we have around us. I just want to take time out to say thank you to, first of all of our guests, Shanice,
Christoph and Shaz,
Kezia. That's our guests.
this season.
Thank you guys. You know, we have so many people as well that we want to work with moving forward, and we will.
Thank you guys.
God's willing. So to them and to the people behind the scenes that y'all even get to see, Shirtle, thank you, Shirtle.
She's a hot mess.
Casey, we could never do this without you.
Never, ever imagine doing this without you.
We can never do this without you.
Much.
Mark.
Thank you so much, Mark, for facilitating us, for always trying your best to facilitate us.
Ruel, you saved us when we had no home.
Ruel, you're the best. Took us in. Honestly the best.
And you've been so accommodating. You don't even ask twice. Like, you just leave notes on your computer for us and leave and your house to us.
And just, thank you.
Thank you.
I want to do, I guess, like, let me do my personal shout outs. I guess I really want to thank my mentors who have helped us along this journey. Dexter Musgrave and his wife, Rebecca. Dexter is the one who helped us name this thing when we sat down with the idea and we were like, Dexter, we have no clue what to do with this. Whatever. Dexter helped us come up with the name. Thanks to Lashell for doing the graphic for us. Yes. Being so patient with us.
Nathaniel for our
theme song.
Intro and outro music.
Thank you so much to Shamelia for helping me with my life. Thank you to Patrice for seeing potential within the both of us, for seeing potential in me and really being there for us and for me. I really, 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 I just can't ear on your, like, thank you too. Like, you guys are amazing. Really, we're blessed. Like, whoa.
All of our friends are just continuously support us. So all of you guys who have put it up on your story, like Chanel, she's always supporting us. Simone at Simone Inspires, I always remember your username because you're just so supportive, always listening to us.
Curtis, thank you for always giving constructive feedback.
Chico is Gabriel, like,
thank you so much.
Yeah, y'all are always here with us, and it just makes us know, like, we're not talking to ourselves. Like, we're not just coming here once every 2 weeks to talk to each other. Like, we're talking to people on the other side of this as well. So it means so much when we get DMs, when y'all share it to y'all stories, when y'all subscribe, when y'all leave reviews on the actual podcast app. All those things we see, we read, we note, we take account of everything. And we're grateful.
So grateful.
Moving forward, y'all, we're putting good vibes and good energy out into
so much good vibes. Like, guys, the next season, you'll even know what's going to hit you.
The possibilities are literally endless. The things that we want to do, the things that we have coming, the merchy. Come on.
Listen, like, no lie, guys, we really are, we've not flipped a switch, but we're definitely channeled, and we are going to be channeling a lot of all of our efforts.
Season 2 is a level
into Recess. We're gonna be leveling up. The content's gonna be insane. You guys are definitely going to be in for something. We really acknowledge that we have this platform and that there are people looking on. I will always say it. I acknowledge that this is a platform that we have, and whether we like it or not, we have a responsibility. Like, we have a social responsibility.
Yeah.
And the fact that we can even inspire you guys, you amazing people, it's again very humbling. So we don't take it lightly. I don't want you guys to think that we take it lightly. And listen, guys, season 2, it's gonna be dope, and we're excited.
So thank you again. We can't say thank you enough. Thank you for allowing us to talk with you, plugging us in every 2 weeks and listening to our conversations, because this is how we move forward as a society in general, how we continue to keep the culture and push the culture forward, to keep it going, to keep supporting each other. Big up to Alex Stewart, because you are the slam champion. Yes. I'm so proud of you,
Alex. You a boss, girl. You pew, pew. A boss.
I wish we had, like, sound effects on as well. Pew, 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 pew.
I'll see if I can fit some.
Okay. So, Congrats, Alex. We're so proud of you. We went to slam last night, like we said, and I'm surprised my voice is not gone. So
same. Very so proud of you.
So yeah, just keeping the culture and keeping it strong in Trinidad, pushing it forward. And this is how we do this through these conversations, through these platforms. So thank you for everything. We love you guys.
Love you guys
so much.
Always don't forget to
subscribe to our podcast on the podcast app, wherever you listen to your podcast. Subscribe, leave a rating,
leave a review,
and review it. Let us know how you feel. And if
follow
you want
us on Instagram, yeah, at Recess Podcast, and DM us, guys. We read every single one of your DMs, and we really, really, really genuinely appreciate your feedback, guys. Like we said, we're growing, and we know that we don't know everything. So yeah, talk to us. We really love chatting with you guys. And this is the final episode for the season.
Season finale.
Thank you guys for sticking with us throughout this season. Big things coming next season, and we can't wait.
Talk to you guys in season 2. Bye.